Media.
Media. There's a diminishing return on the money that you spend on the gear, and there's a diminishing return on the work and effort that you put into one particular piece of content before it's time wasted.
Hi, my name is Ronnie Cruz. After almost two decades as a career network marketer, I realized that despite continual work on my personal and professional development, that I had hit a massive brick wall. So I took a deep and honest look at myself, top to bottom, hoping to find answers. And my search led me to one conclusion. The definitions I held of my business, of my world, of my life, were the very things holding me back. If I wanted to change, if I wanted to grow beyond my current circumstances, I had to wipe the slate clean and redefine. This show is dedicated to helping you identify the belief systems, the mindsets, the very definitions that have held you back, and then help you break through those limitations to finally create the life you've been working so hard to achieve. Welcome to the Redefine Podcast.
All right, happy Thursday and happy podcast day to you. Welcome to the show if you are brand new. And of course, if you are an existing listener, welcome back. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. Today, I want to talk about perfectionism. And this is actually a continuation of the last episode. Well, it piggybacks on a conversation we've been having over the last handful of episodes. So today's topic on perfectionism should wrap things up very nicely. I wanted to talk about perfectionism because in the last episode, I talked about my podcasting process and how you really don't need, you know, the expensive camera and the expensive microphone, the expensive lighting and all this stuff, expensive software to get started and even to maintain a quality podcast, right? Quality content that you're posting out there, no matter what kind of content. You don't need much, and it is there's a high likelihood that you have everything already to get started. Perfectionism, what it does is it delays us from doing that. Right, it's this mindset that we have to tweak this and make this better, and I'm gonna go back and edit it. Oh, I need this lighting and I need this camera so it can be better. Right, it's this unconscious desire to try to manufacture or create the outcome to create the most positive outcome possible with our content. And I get it, right? Like, I want my content to do well. However, we get to a point where there is diminishing returns on our effort and even our financial investment, right? There's a diminishing return on the money that you spend on the gear, and there's a diminishing return on the work and effort that you put into one particular piece of content before it's time wasted, right? Because you never know what the outcome is going to be, good or bad, if you never post it. And that's what That's what perfectionism delays. It delays you getting your content out there. And again, whether or not it gets positive or negative feedback, it doesn't matter, right? Like, because you're delaying it, you're not getting any feedback, and therefore you can't actually get better in the process. It's a trap. It's a really it's a dangerous trap, and I've seen a lot of people fall into. Now, again, I hold myself to a certain level of standard, but I get my stuff out there as quickly as possible without spending too much time and worry on whether or not it's going to do well, because honestly, you can't predict it. What perfectionism does is, well, it's an insecurity, right? It's an insecurity that is actually a deep-seated fear of judgment. It's a deep-seated fear of looking bad, of getting it wrong, and this fear, this insecurity, it creates these negative what ifs, right, in your mind, unconsciously even. It creates these negative what ifs. Okay, so what if this content doesn't do well? What if it fails? What if nobody sees it? Again, the opposite reality of the content doing well and people liking it and you getting more followers and subscribers is just as likely. But none of it will ever happen if you don't post. For example, the video that I did last week when I talked about my YouTube channel and how poorly it performs, I had no idea that how it was going to perform, and really I divested myself from trying to predict that. Ends up, it actually performed better than a lot of most of my videos in recent history, right? And so again, you can't predict the outcome. The mindset of perfectionism convinces you that you can predict and control that outcome by tweaking things to this unrealistic standard of getting it perfect. There is no such thing as perfect. Yes, we want to create the outcome and we want to get more viewers and we want all that, but that's not really the outcome that you need to pay attention to in the short term, because all those things come in the long term, right? You know, like building a huge following, getting likes, getting views, those should be a longer term goal. In the short term, your goal really is to embrace the process, because you'll never actually improve your content. You'll never be able to tweak and edit it and get better as you go if you never post. So the goal for your content and getting it out there as quickly as possible with what you have is to see how you can improve the next time, and to see how you can improve the next time. I guess that's why I'm always, you know, I always get it up there as quickly as possible, so I can get immediate feedback, you know, from the views and the metrics and all that stuff, and then I can tweak for the next one, and then I can tweak for the next one. The goal ultimately with anything, and I think I talked about this in two, three episodes back, is embracing the process, right? Because the process is all we have. As cliche as it might sound, you gotta embrace and enjoy the journey, because that's where you really make the improvements to get closer and closer to that perfection, or whatever that standard is that you hold of yourselves. Of course, perfection is impossible, but if you embrace the journey, if you embrace the process, you can work towards getting closer and closer to it, because you have feedback, because you're putting stuff out there continually and you're getting better in the process, as opposed to being stuck in this endless cycle of tweaking one piece of content, editing one piece of content, convincing yourself that it's not good enough and it's not good enough. That the only feedback you're getting is your unconscious mind, which is rooted in fear and insecurity. So it's better to go ahead and get it out there, whether or not you feel confident about it, whether or not you feel like it's even good, it's better to get it out there so that you get actual real feedback from the internet, from the viewers, and from the metrics, right? Right. So really watch out for this perfectionism. And again, like, it's something that I think we all experience to some degree or another. But if you are experiencing this and it's really preventing you from getting yourself out there, it's something that you have to address, right? It's something you really have to address. Remind yourself that you cannot predict the outcome, and that to tell yourself that it's not good enough is really you're telling yourself a bold-faced lie. Right, a bold-faced lie, because again, just as likely, it could be loved by hundreds and hundreds of people, just like my episode on when I talked about my YouTube channel, right? So catch that. Catch yourself if you find yourself in an endless cycle of tweaking and editing and wanting it to get perfect but never posting a piece of content. Understand that that's your own perfectionism and your insecurities unconsciously convincing you that it's not good enough, when actually, high likelihood, if you spent more than a handful of hours on one piece of content, it's going to be good enough. I mean, there's some crazy stuff out there that people are getting tons and tons of views on that are probably of a lower standard than you would hold yourself to, right? And so just get your stuff out there, whether you're confident in its quality or not. Put it up, post it, get it on the platform, and see what feedback you get, so that you can improve on the next one, and then improve on the next one, and then improve on the next one, and so on and so forth. And in the long term, you'll eventually get the views and get the likes and get the subscribers that you initially set out to get. All right, so that's my message for you today. Hopefully that makes sense. Of course, if you are watching this on the YouTube version, go ahead and hit that like button and subscribe to this channel. If you're listening to the podcast version, hit that follow for more. Leave me a rating and a review. That would really help out a lot. And by all means, please share this stuff. If you're new, there I have tons and tons of episodes for the podcast itself. There's 300 plus episodes for the YouTube channel. There's over 500 YouTubes, almost 600 at this point, but there's over 500 episodes. So you can go back and look at the archives. If there's anything in particular that calls out to you, go ahead and watch it. And again, share this stuff. It would really help me out. I would appreciate it. And of course, a fresh new one from me next Tuesday. So until then, be well, be safe. We'll see you in the next episode.